We're getting set for what's going to be a rather nasty storm system over the weekend. It's going to develop starting on Friday. It's actually going to kind of be two systems. They're going to hang around through Sunday, and that's really going to make for a mess over us here. The big story is going to be the winds and the potential for coastal flooding. We're south of basically Oregon Inlet. We could see some significant ocean overwash from the winds out of the northeast. Northward up through Kill Devil Hills and all the way up to Duck, we could have possible ocean overwash there. I'm not really worried about flooding on the sound sides of everything, but we are going to see some issues that's going to be going on with that. And along with it, we are going to have some pretty nasty winds. It's definitely going to be gale force winds offshore for the Mariners all weekend long. This is going to be Friday night all the way through at least Sunday night and possibly Monday. And the same type deal with the coastal flooding. The areas that really have the significant coastal flooding could see 2 to 4 foot floods above the possibility developing over the area. And then, of course, everybody's going to deal with the winds. We're going to see sustained winds between 35 and 40 miles an hour, possibly seeing some wind gusts well over 50 miles an hour, the northern half of the Outer Banks. And maybe as you head down towards Ocracoke Island, we could see wind gusts to around 60 miles an hour. That's just something after having dealt with Hurricane Dorian they don't need down there. Once again, pretty strong coastal storm, nor'easter, going to affect us all weekend long here across eastern portions of North Carolina, and things look like they're going to be rather messy. I'm meteorologist John Bernier.